Welcome to Crown of Life Baptist Church.
I am dwelling on the mountain where the golden sunlight gleams, or a land whose wondrous beauty far exceeds my fondest dreams. I can see far down the mountain where I've wandered weary years, often by the ghosts of doubt and fears, broken vows and disappointments thickly sprinkled all the way, but the Spirit led an airy to the land I hold today. I am drinking from the fountain where I never would abide, for I've satisfied. Well, there's no thirsting for life's pleasures or a dawning rich and gay. For I've trod the way before thee and the glory lingers near.
Good morning, Central Indiana. You're listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church, currently meeting at the Cambria Hotel Noblesville. We invite you to join our Sunday morning service at 10 o'clock, preparing hearts to embrace God's word and desiring his coming kingdom. God is calling sinners to the cross, and he is calling believers to the crown. Enjoy today's program with Pastor Greg DeZula. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life.
Good morning. This is part two of our discussion with Pastor Joey Faust. We welcome you to the Crown of Life radio program, Crown of Life Baptist Church in Noblesville, meeting at the Cambria Hotel. We had Pastor Joey Faust speak with us several weeks back on a Sunday, and I think you will enjoy his knowledge dealing with the global reset. We're talking also about the mandatory vaccination and all the other mandatory things that are taking place, masks and lockdowns, and just all the things that are coming down the pike. I hope you enjoy our time as we discuss these things. I appreciate you listening and hearing us this Sunday morning. Bringing possibly a cyber pandemic in the world, and that is the next pandemic that is being talked about. You hear that from Archbishop Vigano in the Catholic Church in the Vatican. He's sending out warnings that there is a coming cyber attack on people's computers and small businesses, and people don't have the wherewithal to get cybersecurity for their computers and their cell phones. And so there's this threat that's coming down the pike to create an economic chaos. And when you have that economic chaos and people are fearful of where they're going to get food and stand in long food lines, they're going to be open to disposing of the Constitution and ushering in this globalism because the globalists, the Antichrist, the satanic crowd will offer a solution, and the only solution that there will be. Brother Joey, you mentioned that about the food lines and people standing in these food lines with the global reset and wanting to bring in this whole global change and discarding the Constitution.
Well, you have to have fear. You have to get people emotional. That's what propaganda is all about. And we'll talk about maybe the open conspiracy. They call it an open conspiracy.
Right.
H.G. Wells in 1928, I believe. But even right here in this Great Reset book that they're pushing, they say the worldwide crisis triggered by the coronavirus pandemic has no parallel in modern history. It is our defining moment. Many things will change forever. They say history shows that epidemics have been the great resetter of a country's economy and social fabric. Why should it be different with COVID-19? So how will, they ask, this expanded role of government manifest itself? They write that government will change rules. They will permanently increase their role all around the world. And they finally define the conclusion of this Great Reset as being, of course, they use wonderful, beautiful phrases. It's about making our world less divisive, less polluting, less destructive, more inclusive, and more equitable and fairer. I believe we need to study how communist governments came to power throughout history and how people ended up in breadlines and ended up with such autocratic, and how many thousands of people were killed under these types of regimes once you give up your guns and give up the power. And it all started with propaganda.
Hmm.
We want everything to be fair. Go back and read books about this history, you know. Read Animal Farm. If you want to see an allegory about what happens when you allow these people to come to power out of your fear or out of your emotional manipulation that they bring you to. The word inclusive, what they mean by that is this transgender movement, you know. They say at weforum.org, which is their website, the Great Reset, why LGBT inclusion is the secret to cities post-pandemic success. So by inclusion, they're talking about this whole transgender movement. When they say equitable, they mean that they are in control of the economy and everybody gets an equal portion. Well, you ought to read what happened with the Pilgrims when they first tried communism. Everybody starved. Hmm. Nobody wanted to work. Look what's happening with the bailout money. Everybody wants their stimulus. Everybody wants the money, the helicopter money. But look how many people decided, I'm not going to go back to work if I'm getting free money. And so all the motivation is taking away. Communism is a failed, destructive system. No matter what you call it or whatever form you want to try to deceive people with, it is a destructive system that is against the principles of the Bible. I think it's important that we go back and read Open Conspiracy by H.G. Wells. He said in 1928 that we're going to use propaganda in this conspiracy for a world government. And this world government will have absolute control over biological systems, meaning that if they tell you to get vaccinated, you're going to get vaccinated. The medical system is taken over. He said that we have one enemy, and that is the sovereign nation state. Boy, you see the uproar against Trump and how much he is hated by mm-hmm. these conspirators?
That's right.
To whatever degree he tried to restore nationalism and borders, to whatever degree, it's their nightmare, you understand. The sovereign state is the enemy. So he says we're going to use science, eugenics, sterilization, birth control. We're going to have world population control. We're going to have economic control. And he actually says, when he wrote War of the Worlds, that that was an allegory. The Martians are the bad people. These people that want the nation state. These people that want self-reliance. These people that want to do things according to the God of the Bible and the old ways. They are evil. They're like Martians. They're deplorable, if you will. You know, they're scum. You know, and we need to fight them. And he says, first we're going to use propaganda. But when that doesn't work, there will have to be war and bloodshed until we can bring world peace. We have to get rid of these people that are in the way. And something very important, Bertrand Russell was a follower of this conspiracy, and he loved the books by H.G. Wells. And he tells us in the Scientific Outlook of 1931, perhaps by means of injections and drugs and chemicals, the population can be induced to bear whatever its scientific masters may decide to be for its good. In The Impact of Science on Society in 1952, he said, we're going to use diet, injections, and injunctions. And they will combine from a very, very early age to produce the sort of character and the sort of beliefs that the authorities consider desirable. I don't know how far their conspiracy goes, but something is going on when you have plastic water bottles with BPA that was an estrogenic form. It was used as an estrogen. And you have antibiotics, you have hormones, you have all of these things that are in our food. And what does it do to a man? It gets rid of his testosterone. It causes him to be more passive, more docile. He may not grow breasts or something like that immediately, but what happens is his whole attitude about life becomes... So they're telling you, we're going to use diet and we're going to use vaccines. And this is how we're going to control the population.
And sterilization, too.
That is an important part of this.
Yes.
Because when you begin to receive this stuff into your body, which is why it's so important to try to eat naturally, to wake up and understand what these chemicals, these endocrine disruptors, are doing to the women and doing to the men. And I believe it is population control is one of the motives. But there's also this motive to make women more dominant and to make men more passive, you know. And so it all combines for their conspiracy that they're working toward.
Well, you talked about the propaganda. The people are so drawn to the major news networks where these anchors and interviewers are making millions of dollars. People don't realize it, that they're just they're puppets, they're actors, they're made to look you know, real polished and deliver a polished news program, but they're lying to you. CNN and all your major news networks, you need to go to find news on alternative systems or read books such as Brother Joey brought out, but there's people writing constantly on the internet exposing this conspiracy, exposing the one-worlders, the globalists, who are the players involved in this globalism. Carl Schwab of the World Economic Forum. You have Bill Gates. You have Soros. If you check on YouTube, you can see where Fox News Somebody brought up George Soros on a major news program, and they said, we're not going to talk about Soros. And they had to nick the program and cancel the interview because they were not going to talk or bring up the name of George Soros. So propaganda is a big tool, and so many people have been reading New York Times, watching these news programs for generations and generations, for years and years, decades, that they're just they don't know where else to look. They think that's the only source, and they wouldn't be fooled. They would not tell a lie, that they're looking out for your best interest.
You know, when you mentioned Soros, he definitely has an agenda and has the money to control these activists that are trying to bring corporations into their mold, where the corporation then begins to cancel you. And if the corporation doesn't get in line, they will send these activists over, and they will get media attention. And so they feel they have no choice but to, and I'm sure some of them share these convictions, some of these giant corporations, but a lot of them are just being blackmailed into whatever they, and that's really what some people believe the Great Reset is about. It's using corporations to cancel anybody that doesn't get in line with this agenda, this New World Order agenda. You'll lose your ability to do banking. You'll lose your ability to have a job, you know, depending on what corporation it is. So this is a time when we need to stand by faith in God. Soros is also one of the major funders of euthanasia. And there's a great book that you can find online called Stealth Euthanasia. Stealth Euthanasia. And it's about how there is a system in place in many of the hospices and in many of the hospitals. I've interviewed nurses for a documentary we're doing. And with this COVID thing, we were about to put out a documentary on the stealth euthanasia, how they're giving morphine to the elderly when they're not ready to die. They just kill them pretty much by this morphine until they can't breathe anymore. And Soros is funding this change in the hospice for population control. And it's sad. Well, COVID, this thing went on steroids because many elderly are dying. And there's a lot of euthanasia that is going on right now. And so this is a wicked agenda. There are things going on that are frightening, but so we have the Word of God.
So it's not just abortion.
It's not just abortion. It's people at the other end, you know, the elderly.
Right.
And not many folks are writing about that. And so it's very important for us to understand euthanasia, anything dealing with this population control, is a part of this agenda.
And the vaccines that they're giving people with this COVID vaccine, not knowing what's going into the vaccines and the
that's right.
That the dangers there. And there's a patent that has just been granted this year, back in August, at the end of August. Let me read the title of this patent. Patent number 20210082583, Methods and Systems of Prioritizing Treatments, Vaccination, Testing, and or Activities While Protecting the Privacy of Individuals. Basically, they're turning the vaccine and the nanoproducts that they're putting into you into your new ID system. And it will keep track of you wherever you travel. You'll have a GPS system in its network of nano particles that are being put into your body. And it will also be able to communicate to other people who have been vaccinated, and you'll be able to know, they'll keep a score, and they'll be able to know who you've been associating with, where you have been, how large of a crowd you have been involved with. Are you going to a church or not going to a church? And based on your score, if you have too high of a score, you could be labeled a super spreader. And they'll tell you, well, you have to take a booster shot or a more potent vaccine. And but they will be monitoring you 24/7. And if you need to quarantine, if your numbers are too high, this is not pie in the sky kind of technology. This is already taking place. If you watch 60 Minutes back in April, they told you that the Pentagon was in developing a nano product, that little green gel to put in your body to monitor the soldiers, and it was to test their health. Well, that's already being done. They're already injecting that into the bodies. And so we're just concerned for your protection. We want you to be safe. We're telling you because you're not hearing this on any other outlet. You're not hearing this from the pulpits. Brother Joe, do you have anything to add to that? What's going on in the pulpits of America today?
Well, yeah, many of the pulpits are, they need people. They have buildings, they have debts. You know, the pastor needs to have his needs met. And there is a great, shall we say, motivation to compromise and not want to say anything negative. Then there's the control of the pulpit. In whatever way these people in the government that share these convictions, you know, they want to control the pastor. They want to allow, what they really want is that the pastor will be the point man and he will teach his people to go along with this agenda, whether it be mass vaccination of untested vaccines, whether it be lockdown, whatever it is, you know. And we have to decide as pastors what God calls us to do. And many are being persecuted in Canada right now. You might have seen some videos of churches of some very kind, sweet pastors, but they are being they're standing and they're being persecuted right now. It's not just in China and places like that. It's starting to happen in these places like Canada with this COVID. They're using that as an excuse.
And Australia.
Oh, look at Australia. Yes. There were some men that lived through communism that came to America and tried to warn us what's coming. And Alexander Solzhenitsyn was a Russian political prisoner. And he says that therein we find neglected by us the simplest, most accessible key to our liberation. And that is a personal non-participation in lies. Even if all is covered by lies, even if all is under their rule, let us resist in the smallest way. Let their rule not hold through me. And the Bible said that Satan is going to come with all lying wonders, great deception. And you know what God says? God says in Thessalonians that because they did not want to receive the love of his truth, he will send them strong delusion that they might believe a lie. Hmm. And then the Antichrist is going to come and bring in this world government. So maybe God could hold off in his mercy if we will, right now, as pastors, get some boldness and some backbone. And maybe for your grandchildren, maybe God will hold this off a generation or two, if we will get in the way of it and expose it. And that's what they hate the most, is when you start exposing and shining a light to see through their their little catchwords and the way they're trying to perfume everything, you know. Expose this stuff. Reprove it.
That's what King George hated about the preachers. They called them the Black Robe Regiment, the preachers preaching in their pulpits, and they preached on liberty, not just religious liberty, but civil liberty, personal liberty. They were called the Black Robe Regiment, and they led their men into battle. They were the great chaplains that were on the front line encouraging the men and praying with the men, and they had great boldness, and there's a lot of parallels between the Church of Philadelphia in Revelation chapter 3, that there's a parallel there, that was the church era, the Philadelphia church era was paralleled with those preachers 245 years ago. But where are those preachers today? The Laodicean, oh, we're rich, we don't need anything from God, we don't need God, we don't need We don't pray, we don't need anything from God because we're rich. We have these huge mansion churches, big box, and we have great revenue coming into our coffers. And you know, some of the churches, Brother Joey, receive stimulus checks.
Well, brother, I know you are a real pastor, and you pastor Crown of Life Baptist here in Noblesville, Indiana. And I would recommend anybody that wants a real pastor that will not compromise, that stands for the King James Bible, that stands for liberty. I meant right here in this area is Brother Pastor Greg DeZula. And what a blessing that you're shining a light here in Indiana.
Well, thank you, brother. And the same with encouraging people. If you're interested, especially in nutrition and health and eating organically, looking up about Pastor Joey Faust and his work on sermon audio. Brother Joey, maybe you can tell us some of the other websites that they can find information about your nutrition, what you write about in nutrition. They are out in the Ozarks. They have they love it out there, and eating organically and learning about raising animals and having some exciting experiences there raising animals. So we thank you, Brother Joey, for being with us. We always appreciate it when you speak for us and at the church on the radio program. There's so much to glean from your research and all your knowledge. And folks, we're just warning you. There's other sources. You need to search them out to find the truth of what's going on. There's doctors and pastors and lay people that are warning you not to believe the major media, not to believe the propaganda, not to believe this socialistic government that has taken over the White House. And understand, yes, there is great corruption in politics, tremendous politics, and they're not watching out for your well-being. Have a good weekend. Have a good week. And we will be on the air again next week.
You've been listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church. Join us every Sunday morning here on Freedom 95 at 7:30 and Sunday service at 10 a.m. Currently meeting at the Cambria Hotel, 13500 Tegler Drive, Noblesville, where you will hear the hard-hitting truths found in the Word of God, unabashedly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and His coming kingdom from the inerrant and infallible King James Bible, the true voice of freedom. Please join us again next week, in person and right here on Freedom 95.